Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
Yeah, I've noticed like even in the past podcasts, mm-hmm. I don't sound that loud.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. That used to be my thing.
I think
too.
You just be trying to be mindful of Phoenix sometimes, huh? It's
pretty good.
You be thinking about
I just be like
chilling.
I don't be
trying to be like cool. That's the problem. He be trying to be cool. He try to sound cool on the mic.
Right. So he was like, trying to sound like this is WXB5 radio station. Yeah, smooth
jazz 105.9. Kiss FM.
He be trying to be beast instead of being a beast today. That's the problem.
Be sweat.
I've had some different days.
Yeah,
remember Chef LaBeast.
Chef LaBeast.
Beast Sweat. Beast Montana.
Beast Montana. Yeah.
Have you heard that one?
I haven't heard any of these besides Beast Sweat.
I haven't heard Beast Montana.
Beast Sweat. What the hell?
Like Keith Sweat, but Beast Sweat.
French Montana, Beast Montana.
Oh God. Mm-hmm. That was a good era of nicknames right there. But yeah, we back. Minority Minds Podcast, we back. Who was tardy this time? Well, he's not here yet.
Still ain't here.
He's still not here, so he's tardy.
He's absent.
He's absent for now. But nah.
1028.
Free in the building.
Always.
Tardy. He's not Tardy B today.
He's still B. Tardy though.
Tardy B is in the building.
You know.
Yeah, then we got the voice of the intro, Kayla.
Sup.
Wow.
Oh, you switched the intro?
This motherfucker. This motherfucker. <man. laughs>
You know he don't listen to none of that.
Yeah, he don't listen to shit.
I do, but like I ain't listened to like the last, you know,
last 20,
like two.
Okay. Thanks for the support, Beast.
You know what's funny? I was listening to one, and I was like, you know, I ain't gonna drop no name, but the original intro, I'm like, man, he don't even be on this joy like.
The original intro was like a minute long because of my dumbass the music joint.
Not even just that, but he'd be like, yeah, just let you know this is sponsored by Anchor and all this other stuff.
that's still playing.
That's still on there.
I know, but it's just like, all right, well.
Hey, that helped the little bit of money we get. For every little play, we get paid.
True.
Mm-hmm. But now, what's good? Was really good.
Y'all, man, my trip to Arizona.
Oh yeah, the Arizona. Go ahead, break it down.
Huh? That joint was lit. I needed to go just to like reset and decompress. Cause a lot of bullshit was happening. Like the couple weeks prior, had a falling out with a former business partner, and he had a falling out with me. And this ain't even like no blame game type, like not taking accountability. Like this is really on some like, imagine somebody giving you compliments and they speak highly about you and everything is good. Then out of nowhere, they send you a long text like, oh, your work is trash. Oh, you're this, you're that. I'm losing clients because of you. And you're like, I'm reading this message like, hold up. You sure you're not talking to an intern? You sure you're not talking to one of your employees? Because newsflash, I don't work for you, bruh. Like, and I do the same thing as you. So it's like, this is all cap. So the first time the joint happened, I had called, like I got all the numbers of the agents that showed up. This is real estate photos. So I'm like, yo, this is night and day. Mm-hmm. I ain't never got no bad experience from nobody. It's just chill vibes every time. And so I called the agents and I was like, hey, you know, it was brought to my attention that you all weren't happy. What are some things that I could do What were some things that you had issues with, and what are some things that I can do to like improve for the future? Every one of them was like, oh, I had no problems with you. Mm. Oh, I didn't even think about you. The main client, like the top, one of his top clients was like, yo, I didn't even think about you. It was so-and-so. He ain't never answered his emails. He ain't never do this. He ain't like all of this. And I was just like, bruh. And so now it's like, you know, this, I gave him a second chance. Then, you know, still, a couple weeks later, same bullshit. And not even just that, he left a crazy review on my business page. Mm. And I was like, yo. So, like, and it's like, I reported it. They removed it, copied and pasted, put it back up there. And so I'm like, and he's sending me, I'm like, okay, all right. I hit him up. I was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to rack my head around this. Like, you know, let's hop on the phone call so I can listen.
You should have invited him to the bar.
Exactly.
And then put hands on him. You know what I'm saying? That's how you end all that shit.
Right. Who is this guy?
Man.
It's like he was a hater.
Yo, right. It's not even just that, but like, I think like a lot, like just insecurities on deck, because again, like we do the same thing. He just got more clients than me. He just got more volume. And so it's like, it's
he feeling the pressure. That's all.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get that. Right. But the thing is, my actions throughout our working relationship demonstrated that, hey, I understand if you feel like you feel threatened, but you know, there have been plenty opportunity. Like, he accused me of trying to poach his clients, trying to take their clients, steal his clients. And I'm like, hold up. If I really wanted to take your clients, I would have been took your shit. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you could do, because newsflash, we do the same shit. And it's like, even down to like back in July, I did this job for him. And I think he was probably like his top client, or at least one of them. She was sick of his bullshit, then sent me a DM and was like, hey, yo, can you be my photographer? Because I'm tired of his bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I was like, hey, I don't roll like that. This is when I first met him. And so I'm like, y'all don't move like that, you know, like, and I then told him. Then he did some bullshit where he was like, oh, we was all in the group chat. He mentioned the shit in the group chat. Like, oh, yeah, how you going to go behind my back and go to this photographer? Whoa, whoa, whoa. And long back and forth interview. I'm like, yo, I'm just thinking. I ignored the red flags at the time. Because at that moment, I'm like, well, shit, money good. So, fuck it. I'm whatever. But at the time, in retrospect, that was the first flag, which of a recurring flag, where it showed me that, yo, like, you're not the person I thought you were. Because it's like, yo, like I'm looking at him like, oh, you move professionally, like, so you must be talking to your clients the way I talk to my clients. Like, if they got a problem with me, I'm gonna take ownership, or I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna handle it like an adult. Mm-hmm. Not this childish back and forth playing a blame game and not taking accountability. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he sounds like he feels like he has the clientele to spare. So that's why he's going to do that.
But you know, yeah, maybe. But it's like, but maybe not though, because if you're also threatened by me trying to take your clients and you doing the most, do you really have the clients?
I'm just saying, but like that was before. Mm. Right? When he was doing that.
Yeah. Mm. True that.
But fuck him, man.
Man, bro. Facts, dog.
Remember that? Exactly. We was on that same edge. Remember you said you was like 6 years old listening to Tupac?
What? Oh, yeah.
Fuck him.
but you know what, though? This is the shit that I don't understand. That I'm just like, yo, you really out here coming for me.
Pause.
Mm-hmm. Like.
Go ahead, he ride you.
He ride you long and hard on this case.
It's straight grinding me.
And then he came for you.
He came for you. Hard.
Like, I ain't got no receipts. That's the shit. I'm just like, hold up. So, like, the final straw was like, you know, he's saying, like, he called me one weekend to do, like, some drone photos in Ashburn. And I was like, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking everything's sweet. All right, cool. Earliest I can do is Monday. And after, you know, bullshit, I'm like, look, send an invoice first before I do any moves. Before it was like, hey, man, you know, it's cool, whatever. We hash it out, whatever. But now that I know how you moving, I got to move differently. So I learned from that. So I sent an invoice Monday morning. Then I sent him a text. I was like, hey, you know, just, I called him. He didn't pick up. Then I text him. I said, hey, you know, just called to confirm if you want me to, like, go to Ashburn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what the address is. Because also, Ashburn is far as shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he responded. He like, hey, hi, you know, please don't address me like that. And don't send me an invoice. Then he was like, yeah, man, I told you I was going to get back to you when I heard back from the client, but after further thought and out of fear that they'll get poached, I'm not willing to move forward with the shoot. I was like, I'm ready to shit, like, the fuck is he talking about? Address you like what? Mm. What? Don't send me an invoice. Like, what the, what? Poaching? And mind you, right? Again, if I wanted to take your shit, I would do that shit. But I don't move like that. Now I move like that. Because it's like, oh, what you showing me is like, oh, you don't got no integrity, you don't got no character, you're unprofessional, you're childish. If you were concerned, if you had issues, you talk to me because I created an environment for you to talk to me. But instead of getting the facts, you blaming me, you accusing me, and you wrote a scathing review, lying like I don't got fucking receipts. So now it's like, all right, cool. I won't even think about your clients. Now I'm going to take them shits. Now I'm going to reach out to them. I'm going to respond to the review too. I'm going to do all that shit. I'm going to, I got screenshots.
Suge Beast coming out.
Yo, I'm about to be.
Suge Beast. Suge Beast.
Let me tell you something, right? I'm glad you responded like that. I'm glad y'all had this energy because, like, Steph's my man, yo. And he's like, yo, man, why you giving this so much energy? You should be focused on getting more reviews and being about your business. I'm like, that's true. There are two truths here. What you said is some real shit.
You can do both at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yep. I'm the type of person where it's like, yo, I'm looking at him like, yo, I done gave you so much value, bruh. Mm-hmm. So many last minute calls, so many last minute shoots. I was like, I got you. Say less. Boom, knocked it out. Like, even on a review, right? He's like, yo, man, you know, we had a situation. We were in a bad whatever situation with a client where he used his iPhone to shoot the video for $800,000 property. And, you know, it left us in a bad spot. I read that shit like, nigga, you fucking told me to use my phone. I told you at the shoot, hey, the agent and the family is here. This isn't a good look. Because I'll be real with you. I like using my phone sometimes to record a house. I've done it plenty of times, but I would never do that in front of no client. Hell no. I'm like, I'll put that camera on a rig, show you what's good. But I'm like, well, shoot, you paying me. So, all right, if I tell you, just let you know this not a good look. But you're like, oh, no, it's cool. Just do it. It's cool, whatever. I'm like, all right, well, I told you. Then you go ahead, fast forward, and be like, oh, he used a fucking phone. Then it's like,
you gotta wrap it up, B. Sorry, oh, yeah. You gotta wrap it up, son.
Oh, my bad, bro. Thank you. Yeah, it's just something that I'm like, yeah, like, I'm about to go in. Oh, yeah.
Because you're supposed to talk about your fucking Arizona trip. Energy fucked up, beast.
But that's the shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, that trip, like, helped because, like, that shit was really fucking with me. And it's still fucking with me.
Well, I say, clearly, the trip didn't help at all.
Yeah.
Nah, the trip gave me clarity. Like, oh, yeah, I'm about to really go in on your ass. Like, But aside from that, the trip was dope though. Like,
yeah, he got out there and got some of that AZ bud. Yeah, that's what it was. He was out there in them Arizona dispensaries getting some of that Cactus Jack. Right. He said, yeah, I'm a
part. Nah, that trip was sick because, like, it was like, so it was one of them trips that I be going on, taking pictures and stuff like that. Like when I went to St. Thomas and Miami and stuff, it's kind of crazy to even be like dropping them cities like that or them places. But yeah, man, stayed in Scottsdale. The Airbnb was this office building that was converted into a residential space, had an elevator in that joint. Like it was just crazy. And so it's like I'm taking pictures of, you know, the little office team that was there, making content. Then like we went to these mountains called in this desert town called Sedona, and saw these red rocks. Like I feel like there's Grand Canyon and then there's Sedona, because it's just like when I think about Arizona, I'm like, oh, like Grand Canyon, but Grand Canyon far as shit. But the next best thing, at least to me, was this place. So it's just like, damn, you driving around, you seeing mountains, like not the Maryland mountains, like Deep Creek. You seeing mountains, like what the fuck? So we get out the car, we climb one. That shit was crazy. Like it was a point in time where we was high up and these motherfuckers wanted to just keep on going up. And I'm like, bro, we still got places to go.
I mean, you were still higher than them. So, you know what I'm saying? They were still trying to catch up with you. 7 foot ass.
Yeah, that's right. Trying to catch up with you. Yeah. Like,
bro, no, they was like, there was a point where, like, it was me, this girl named Davida, and this other dude, Marcel. Like, we wanted to go back down. But we ain't know how to go back down because the motherfuckers that knew how to climb, they was like, going even higher. I'm just like, shit, fuck. So we ended up going down. Then we went to this other spot called we went on this hike to this place called Devil's Bridge. And nigga, that shit fucking crazy. 4 mile hike to get there. After hiking, climbing this fucking mountain the first time, 4 mile hike, the sun going down, and like the view of the mountains when you get up there, so fucking lit. It's like when you're looking at the shit and it was that part of the trip that put things in perspective where I'm like, man, I'm out here tripping about this shit with the dude, but when I see what it took to get there, to walk, climb up there, I'm like, man, shit, it represented what abundance is. It's like, man, motherfuckers be so pressed out on one thing or a couple things, but that view, it just represented possibilities. Like, damn. But it was also a metaphor because for as breathtaking as that view was, the climb was equally savage. Like, it was just crazy. So I had my camera, I had my drone, and just capturing the whole thing. I had a GoPro showing, like, me flying the drone. Like, it was just dope. Then it was two groups of us. The first group left me behind. And so they got to the car 4 miles back. The group I was in, we got lost. And it was dark. I'm surprised no coyotes, like, pulled up on us. Like I was showing probably all kinds of animals out there. It was dark as shit. And it was rocks everywhere. But it was tight, though. So, yeah, man, the trip was just... That shit was fucking tight, man. Arizona, man. Fuck.
You probably need another one because how much is my man's rent?
What you talking about?
In your head, how much is it?
That's a good one. I don't got no comeback.
Brought him up a couple times.
But yeah, before we talking like joking and all that shit, I do want to talk about something serious because I saw something earlier about the currency shit. I don't know if you're all familiar with the Chinas and the Russias and all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read up on it.
Shoot, even Kenya.
It was
Kenya?
It was Kenya, Brazil, Japan.
It wasn't Ghana then. It was Kenya, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody here from Ghana.
what that got to do with anything? We talking about?
We thought it was Ghana.
Like I don't know if you kept up with it, but it's like they're all joining together to make this new currency where basically the U.S. dollar is losing value. No, but it's
they're basically eliminating the U.S. dollar from trade, so that they can trade without using the value of the U.S. dollar. And that means that they can cut us out.
See how it
works
out, man. See how it works out.
Yes, because that's what the euro was done for.
Oh, that's facts.
Well, we can't hear none of that. So, no. Stay on there because you're here for a reason. I want to hear what your thoughts are on this, since you're the extremist out of the two of us.
You're the extremist. No.
What's up, man?
No, I just think it's just prepping us for war. It's a slow death for the U.S., in my opinion. It's going to get pretty bad. Like, 2024 is going to get pretty bad. Like, it's a precursor to it, you know?
It's
like
going
to keep getting worse and worse. Like, gas prices going to go up. Food prices going to go up. Watch.
But they're going up now.
No, it's going to go way up. Like, sky high. See, it was just prepping us with the eggs, with the gas, with the toilet paper, with the COVID for this shit.
Nah, toilet paper was a whole different story. I don't know why everybody was buying a bunch of toilet paper, but
hey, that's what's prepping us for what's to come. In my opinion, we're getting ready for war.
I'm low-key scared because, like, in a sense where, like, we live close to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And
yo, we was just talking about this goodness. Earlier. I'm sorry.
Yeah, relax.
Like, I always think about some shit like that. Every one thing if we lived like in Iowa or some shit,
mm-hmm.
right.
But we right there, like not to say not to not, and this isn't like to say that or there's no faith in the U.S. military because we out here, mm-hmm. they out here, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I'm just like shit. Like sometimes I just be thinking about. On some real shit,
mm-hmm.
I be thinking. Sometimes I be just be looking at shit. I be like, "Dang, young." I feel like people could just do some wild terrorist shit,
mm-hmm.
like out the random. I be thinking. Mm-hmm. I be really thinking about that shit. Like, dang, like
you just look at random people. Like, yo, you probably would do some shit.
Yeah, like especially like with like these shootings, like mm-hmm. like school shootings, like motherfuckers mm-hmm. just buying rifles. Like, what the fuck?
Before 9/11, you would be right, but. You can't even fucking do, like, have something that looks suspicious around, like, the Pentagon and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and they don't jump on you.
Lies.
No.
January 6th.
That was, okay, yes.
Yeah.
January 6th was, but you can't tell me they didn't know that was coming. But it wasn't a big enough threat for them to say, oh, well,
the person who wanted it to happen allowed it to happen as well.
That's true.
Exactly. That's true. Like, we talking about, like multiple deaths and, like, catastrophic deaths not happening.
Mm.
Most capital cities and the area around there usually are the ones that are probably the most fortified, more so than, like, if you look at Ukraine. Russia blew through everywhere until they got to the capital city.
They got worked
back to more of the outskirts because... Usually that's what you're not gonna. It's like if you play capture the flag, what do you protect more?
The flag.
So where's the flag? Right. That's the capital city.
I get that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We're the outskirts.
That's what I'm about to say.
Yes, that's the thing.
Like, the outskirts. We done. Like we were just talking about this.
Yeah, we was on
the way to DC. We was talking about
like
what if a nuke? Well, like if we was going to World War III, DC is the first to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get nuked, we're done.
Yeah. Just go to Waldorf. You'll be all
right. Need a passport.
Right.
But no, like, no, we're done, literally. We'll done. If you survive the blast, you're dead from radiation. So we're done either way.
That's why the war thing isn't really an option
I know,
for anybody.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's going to be more of like a Cold War than anything.
Easy. Yeah, that's what because, me and my
No, it's not that. It's the effects of what a war now in today's time between powerful countries would be catastrophic to the whole planet.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. literally, it'd be the end of days for everybody, even the person who's the aggressor. Mm. Nobody's surviving because they have too many nuclear weapons. So before it gets to that point, they're never going to let it get to that point.
Hey, he's right. That's a
good
point.
That's a good point. That, I mean, you did bring that up, though.
Yeah, it's a deterrent. These nukes are a deterrent. Because if you use this, I'm using it to fuck everybody up.
I push that button.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what's... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know, it's crazy, like, the rise of AI, too.
Yeah, yo, like, it's showing its face recently, yo.
That's the scary shit.
It's like, what I see, it's like, on the one hand, like, as a creative and business owner, I'm like, oh, this is lit. Oh, this is tight. On the one hand, as a creative or business owner, I'm like, oh, this is lit. This is tight. But as a regular person, I'm like, I'm thinking about Terminator 3.
Yeah. And Skynet. Yo.
I was like, yo, this, it was for the first time, I looked at that movie and I was like, oh shit, this could be real. Like, this is some real life shit. Mm-hmm. They was actually talking. And that iRobot, like, I fucking love iRobot, but them, they can really do that shit. And so, yeah, like, I think it's, man, it's crazy, man. Like, it's so wild. Like, ChatGPT, it's crazy.
And I don't really know that. I keep saying that. ChatGPT, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I keep saying that.
It's like a, it's like an AI version of Google.
Okay.
You just talk to it, ask it anything, and it just, like, does whatever.
Generate an answer and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this crazy thing earlier where, they generated Kanye's voice to do the songs of, like,
that was creepy.
And Jay-Z.
It sounded just like Kanye.
Yeah.
It was creepy.
Like, when you, they can literally use that and blackmail him. Like, say, I said this, blah, blah, blah. But
what's Kanye going to say? Like, that's not me. What if it's been out ever since and it's just showing his face? See?
Yeah.
They also said this thing was called, what was the face swap thing? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about,
you're
right?
talking about.
I forgot the name.
I mean, it's been so many of them, though. That's like,
I forgot what it was.
The app that, like, it made your face real old. And then there was the other one. Like, it generated
the
pictures for you.
They're getting us comfortable with it. Like, before, it's called something. I forgot what it was.
I know what you're talking about, though. Like,
some fake face thing or whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Yeah. But
Gail, you did it.
So now that was a whole different joint. I know you're talking about the Lensa joint. Yeah, yeah.
Now they can start messing with your voice.
And that's
the scary part.
I know, but it's like a whole new level.
Now they're showing it. Now they're getting comfortable. Now they're trying to get the people comfortable with it. It's creepy, y'all. It's creepy.
I also think, like, you know, even though they've been doing it, it's now at a level that it's even though there are advancements happening, it's now at a level where it's accessible to everybody, not just good people with good intentions, people with bad intentions too. People that, you know, scammers is up. Scammers probably looking at AI like, oh yeah, it's the golden era of scamming. Yeah. I mean, granted,
I mean, because, like, everything's going digital, so, like, being a hacker.
Yeah, you know? Your voice on the phone and stuff like that. Well, my name is Alex Jones or something, like, or Alexa Jones, and someone could generate your voice,
right,
and numbers or whatever, you know, your birth date and all that crap, and get your information. That is really creepy. Like, I'm not all forward for this new future, new world order thing. I'm not forward, man. I'm really not. It's getting creepier. Terminator 3, you know, on some Arnold Schwarzenegger stuff.
The new world order's never left. They always.
There was always here. Wolfpack.
They always been here. Yeah.
So let's not act like that's the new thing.
It's not new.
The
government
is
changing.
The government is way too powerful.
Yeah.
I hate to say, but they also have you in a position where they have control of everything that's like essential to life. So you kind of are at their mercy. No matter how much you want to march and all that stuff,
and then talk about
you only
it.
Get a little bit of freedom. They give you what they allow you to have and not what you want to have. So it's a false sense of security, but truth be told, would you rather be in a police state where there is no freedom, or would you rather have loose freedom where it's like, you know, you could do this, 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 but you can't do this, this, and that.
Right. But I feel like they're getting us ready for police state.
They're trying.
They're trying.
But
police state, what does that mean?
Like, you watched Last of Us, right?
China.
Nah, I'm still.
Damn, he said, he basically said, China, you can't do shit.
Oh, okay.
It's a communist country.
This happened to us, like, in Baltimore in the hood, like, when it was doing, like, doing too much hooligan shit.
The curfews and shit?
Yeah, the curfews and shit. So that's how it starts. Mm-hmm. Then you can't go to a certain place at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Then you can't go to school, or, like, you have to stay at the school for a certain time until we, you know, write down your names, like, who's going home, who's this, who's that. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of schools, like, I know this is like a segue, but it's only because it's fresh. Like, so I just started watching Euphoria.
Oh, wow.
Bruh.
Okay.
Late.
Go ahead. I know I was so late, but I was just like, what the hell? I mean, like.
Yeah, well, how far are you on?
I'm still on season.
Nobody was not doing that in school.
No. I'm still on season one. Let me check.
That is so not real.
While he's checking where he's at. We had an overdose at our school last week, and they had to use Narcan to bring it back.
I retract my statement.
Wow. Like, during school?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Of what?
Last Wednesday.
Of what?
I don't know. He ran away when he came back.
I'm on episode 5.
Oh, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets way worse.
It was at, spoiler alert. Because
boy, it ain't no spoiler.
It came out in 2019.
I know, but still, spoiler alert. You never know.
It's a bunch of dicks. That's the spoiler.
Yeah, basically. Basically.
I'm at the part
where the creator was, he was in love with some penises. I'll tell you that.
I'm at the part where Nate, and Jules finally meet because they've been texting online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he threatens her by the pool or that little mm-hmm. pond area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, well, you're a faggot just like your dad. And I was like, God.
Fuck that out.
Oh.
It's a quote.
It's a quote, man. That could rock. We'll let that rock, man.
I was looking at your face. He was like, yo, your face was like, he about to say this.
It's a quote, bro. We can let it rock, man.
In real life, I made the same face when Jules said it on the show, too. I was like, what? They still say that word?
Yeah. Hey, guess what? That got me banned on PS5, sir.
Yeah, he said gay on PS5.
Dad.
He got
yeah, that's why I can't watch Swarm and all of that. I can't even watch nothing. I'm banned for a whole week.
Oh, that's...
Because he called someone gay. Yes, that's happening.
See, you got to learn how to control your emotions, you little angry-ass man.
What? I'm talking shit. I can't talk shit.
You gotta learn how to use your words.
I did. I used it well. And then he said immediately banned. Anyway, go ahead.
He was hurt, man. Yeah. He was hurt.
And so it was that. And then I think Jules and Rue, like, finally hooked up. And I was like, but still, like, the show, I'm just like, dang, y'all. Does this really happen? Like, I'm so disconnected from... Like,
it's also California, like they reminded me last week. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different over there in California.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's Cali.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, everything's different, a little more like different accesses to things, different interests mm-hmm. and things like that. So,
I mean, some of them be like a little woof, whoosh.
But you know, like,
little cuckoo bird up there.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. that's because, I mean, that's like that whole California lifestyle where you got like.
Well, they all kind of gay, but they're not gay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's that West Coast thing. Yeah.
What Smokey Robinson had a song, right? Everyone's gay in L.A.
I don't know that song.
That's a real song.
That's a real song, yeah.
You sure he ain't me? The word?
No, that's the name of the song.
Yeah, everybody try.
Everybody gay.
You know, yes, the word gay also means.
No, the song. I listened to the song.
I mean,
I found out about it during the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah, remember Diplo?
But that's.
He says
that's totally different topic. But yeah, he said he's.
But there's example.
Yeah, he said he either he sucked someone off or he got sucked off by a man. I can't remember what the quote was, but
I mean, that's no different than the nigga Tank said the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got sucked off.
No, he said basically. He said that you as a man, you get to suck up to two dicks before you're gay.
Huh?
When you suck the third one, that's when you become.
Oh, I heard that. Whoa.
I never heard that.
We're not gay bashing.
Yeah, we're not. But I've never heard that.
He said it on like an interview, like the same way that we're doing the podcast right now. He was like recording the show.
Three dicks and you're out.
You're out.
So
you're out of here.
You get. You get one to try and two to figure it out.
Dick three, you're out.
Yeah, so like you tried it once, now you're trying to confirm either right. I don't like this or I do like this. That's so your two.
The third one is over the line.
The third one means that you know that you want to do it.
One. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one and done.
One and done.
It's none and done. What are you talking about?
One and done. What you mean? Oh, one and done means you're gay.
Because it's a caveat to it. What if you were young and got sexually assaulted?
Yeah, that one's a different. Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
I mean,
consenting, adult consenting. If you try a dick, you're gay.
Like you experimenting with it.
Yeah, you consensually. Yeah.
You're on the spectrum. That's what you're on the
spectrum.
It's a spectrum. I'm so not going to do it, but it's a spectrum. We have to adjust our way of thinking. Because here's the thing. No.
We were just talking about this last week.
Listen. Y'all gotta.
We gotta keep bringing this shit.
y'all gotta understand. But
go ahead.
But society, as the generations grow,
yeah,
we're gonna go further and further away from what our grandparents,
mm-hmm.
our parents, and even what we're about. So, you know, by the time we're grandparents, shit, what we consider as not normal is going to be normal to them.
Yeah.
The same way our parents.
If you want to smoke something, just go smoke something.
But like, if you look at our parents, stuff we do, they look at us like we're not normal.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Let's not.
Baby boomer.
Let's not.
Generation.
Like, alienate them because they have a different way of thinking. We got to understand them in order for us to be able to coexist with them.
Oh, that's all. No one's trying to alienate them.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Just that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a whole different type of thinking,
sound
right
like
there.
Old Mississippi.
Right.
My son would not be a queer. All
right. So answer this. So, can a man be bisexual?
If you would have asked me this 10 years ago, I would have said no.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, you know, it's more. I'm more on the spectrum of like, yeah, it's like that. I see it, so it's like, I think you have to see it to believe it,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, but you also have to be wary of what type of person that is,
right.
What they're, you know, are they safe? Right. Are they not safe? Because at this point, I'm at the point with the LGBTQ plus. Whatever adjective they added to it, that I kind of am like, I guess I'm an ally now. Because it's like,
by default?
No, just being around and really getting to know folks in that industry. I know trans people. Same I know here. Gay people. I know queer and all the other adjectives. And it's like, I mean, once you understand, you kind of look at it differently. That's why. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the one thing my man said. Where is the H?
The H?
Heterosexuals. Where is the H? Y'all say y'all for all sexes. Where's the H?
Where's the H?
There's more of us than there is them.
They don't care about the straighties.
So I'm biased, we're good. Different. We don't need to have a coalition.
Not in Atlanta.
You just were saying it's about to be the new normal. Where is the H?
We are on our own thing. That's what. See, one thing I learned: the cis thing is H.
What the fuck is a cis thing? That's a whole new thing I don't know about.
Cis thing is H.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
what
that
the
H. That's the straight people.
What?
Last time I heard, cis was them little bumps you get that you got.
No,
get
not
rid of.
Cis.
That's what I thought.
Not CYST.
No, S. No,
CIS. I've never heard that.
Listen.
Man, so many different.
If you want to be able to deal with these youngins, you got to understand how they talk.
Man. Fuck them.
Yeah, I'm going to
deal with them.
It.
Stay the fuck
that's
away
all I
from
know.
Me.
You know, I'm starting to understand
I'm
now.
I'm going
to
hang with you little niggas. Get the fuck back.
I'm starting to understand now, like, what our parents or our elders, like when we was in school, mm-hmm. like it's such a weird circle, like full circle type of thing, because it's like, okay, like when we're, while we're in high school, they're like, man, yo, y'all doing math like this? Y'all, we ain't had to do all this. Y'all, mm-hmm. what the hell are y'all doing? Internet, social media. Now we older, and it's like, damn, the fuck? Like, what's binary, cis?
Yeah, all of that.
Like, I thought at first it was just LGBT. Yeah, now it was like four letters. All these other joints and
they,
like
them, he, her, or her, you, he, her, she, what?
People want to be addressed as, yo, you gotta call me them. Or I was watching this interview by.
My thing. All right, so I gotta think. Wait, let me
finish this. Like, I was ain't watching this interview. No. I was watching this full interview with Sam Smith, and he was on this talk show. It was something about like this joke about like, hey man, they were talking about like him being a fisherman. He's like, yeah man, you should really think about being a fisherman. He was like, yeah, I could be a fisherman. Then he corrected him. He was like, fisher them. Yeah, I could be a fisher them. And I was like, dang man, that's a lot of work.
Also identifies as a they.
Mm. I mean, okay, but if man. you can qualify, I mean, yourself, he wears nail polish, like if you could say they or them, why like, can't no. you say it?
Right? How is that not offensive?
I'm sure it is. It's probably somewhere down the line where somebody calls themselves it.
Yeah,
like call me it.
I talked to it the other day.
Yeah, I talked to it. But the other day.
How's it any different than not being wanting to be called a Negro?
Mm. Mm.
Or a chink.
I haven't heard that word in a while.
But I'm just saying.
That sounds like a West Coast thing.
No, that was a racist thing. I'm like saying, 20 years
but
ago.
It's like, you know, we as black folk who have been oppressed for a very long time mm-hmm. should understand when you don't want to get called something and you prefer to be called something else. We should have that kind of understanding too.
Right. That's true.
How the fuck
that's
are true. We going to say, well, I'm going to call you him. When the white man call us nigga, we like, well, that's not my motherfucking name.
The difference is, the difference is that, yeah. And that word is,
but, the definition,
that word, no. That word is associated with the times back then where it's actually killing people and all of that. But this, the new terms now, they just want to be offended for any fucking reason.
I agree with that.
That's the big difference,
that, but
right?
But I agree with that. But if somebody comes to me, if I walk into a room and you just met me, mm-hmm. and I want you to, I tell you this is how I want you to address me, mm-hmm. and you ignore me, mm-hmm.
that's a whole different thing, though.
But that's how it is for a lot of it. There's some there's always exceptions to the rule where people are going to use it and try to manipulate it mm-hmm. because right. they want to be offended.
Right.
But everybody's not like that, so I don't want to approach everybody because everybody and say, oh, well, you just trying to be offended for no reason when I haven't really even gotten a chance to understand why you want to be called that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Sound off, Free. I know you was holding this, but
I just don't talk. I really don't talk to nobody. I'm trying to tell you, I don't.
Yeah, what I don't what get I hate to, like, about it is
I have my group of people that I hang with and that mm-hmm. I talk to, and I just leave it at that.
You know, I first came across the pronouns they and them, mm-hmm. not in person. I was watching the Best Man movie, the last joint, the final chapters. Spoiler like alert! Y'all seen that movie?
Yes.
Series? Yeah. Everybody seen it? All right, never
mind. With the series.
Dang,
wait, the last movie
tight
or
as a mug.
It's like a mini series.
Why? Yeah.
I
didn't see that.
Just go ahead and talk about what you gonna talk about, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert. So when
spoilers on all these old ass shows.
Nah, it's the new one though.
That's a title.
Spoiler. Been out for like 8 months, man.
But it's still new. Like, all right. So anyway, like, Morris Chestnut's son, like he was like. He went missing. And so, like, his son is, I guess he gay. Like, he gay in the show. He come out as gay. Or non-binary, I think. And so, like, he ran away because he was mad that his dad wouldn't accept it. So then, like, you know, he go to like the dad go to one of the son's friend's house, and he's like, yeah, I'm looking for my son. But then he learns in that moment, like, oh well, so and so want to be identified as they and them, and so it's just like, they and them, dang, that's a whole thing. Like, I've just never met anybody in real life that really go by that. I've never had to address somebody like, yeah, I talked to them, like, or they said, and it's just like, dang, that's so different.
That's so You said you have. How's that?
Oh, no, it was just random person. I was at Starbucks one time, and like, no, you referred to me as they, them. I'm like, okay, and walked away.
Like, man, what the fuck is your name? Right. Like, just tell me your name. Yeah, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
No, she was like tall, and she just transitioned. She wanted to be called. She was tall.
Don't hit the mic, girl.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it was right there. So she was tall, and she was tall. She just transitioned. So I referred to, like, made a mistake and said him. And she's like, got referred to me as they, them. And I was like, okay.
So was this?
I walked away.
But did you know?
I was just immature then, huh?
Okay. So was this person have the features of a man?
Yes.
Or?
But out of respect now.
Do we have to go back to this again?
There's literally women that look like men that are women.
But no,
yeah, but they're born women.
She told me.
Okay, but what the fuck
is just because she got a mustache sticking in mind,
don't have to do with anything. It's some manly ass women walk around here with the big ass shoulders. They all, most of them work for the WWE.
Angela Bassett. Okay.
Oh wow. That's what's up, babe. Yeah, but I just said at the time I was immature about it. I didn't really understand, so I was like, okay, and then walked away. So I didn't know she wanted me to say it. So I was like, okay. Cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I could say that I've like learned about it young with like my father being a police officer, and he was like, back then they were considered drag queens, and so like when he would come across one who did something illegal, and they'd be like, I want to be called Mrs. or whatever, and he would just be like, he would just call them citizen and then their last name, because like.
Yeah, that's the easy way to, you know, identify them. Yeah. Or
she. But like I said, just give, what is your, what is your name? Just tell me your name.
Yeah.
And not the name. Not the.
You like telling people your name all the time?
Yeah.
No, the fuck
I do.
You tripping. I don't, I ain't never told, like, if anybody has ever been like, hey, what's your name? I've never told anybody my nickname.
What's your nickname?
I don't know. So I don't have a nickname. Like, I've always been like, and it's like, it's been the thing where people have been like, like, he said it's full government. Like, I just said my first name. He asked me what my name is. He ain't asked me what they call me. He asked me what my name was. I told the nigga my name. I'm not ashamed of my name.
You don't talk to people, though.
I don't. He was talking to me.
There's a difference.
Oh.
There is a difference. You can talk to me all you want, but I ain't talking to you at all.
But he answered.
Okay, I didn't say I was rude.
I ain't talking to you. I just I said my name. Nah, that's having a conversation when you talk back to him like that.
What is the conversation you're talking to?
Nah, fool. We have more than one word.
Wow.
See this shit.
I don't like being referred to as K or KK. I don't like that. Even, especially if I don't know you like that, we're not that close like that. Do not call me
exactly.
KK.
Exactly.
Call me K-Love. My name is K-Love.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like.
You guys say the law part.
Oh, right.
Like, my nicknames are for my friends to call me. You ain't my friend.
Yeah, yeah. So what if one of the people we play basketball with call you Free? Because I'd be calling you Free all the time.
I mean, that's different.
Okay.
Because, like, they're just going off of what, just like, yeah. I've never called any of your brothers, like, Kuya or anything like that.
Yeah,
but I do it in the gym.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right. I feel like I'll let that, the same way you let that slide, I'm the same way too. Cause, like, if any other day you don't hear it, hear somebody saying KKKKK or them and something like that, don't refer me as that. No.
Personally, for me, I just don't like,
I don't like people disrespecting me.
I don't really have a nickname per se. It's just certain things I don't like to, I don't ever let nobody call me. Like, nobody in my family is ever gonna call me Seti. So I don't like for people to call me Seti.
Why did they call you Seti?
Because they're
like Teddy
ignorant.
Bear. Teddy?
Because it was
they're ignorant.
Because he hated it in high school.
No, I never liked it.
Seti Bear.
Hi, Seti Bear.
Seti
no.
Bear.
And it, no.
At least I guess
see,
the
we're making
come
fun
from,
of
right?
it. But like I legit like I when people when I introduce myself to people, even if they we cool, my name is Cedric, mm-hmm. and everybody. I expect people to call me Cedric,
mm-hmm, I
not
agree.
Seti.
Mm-hmm.
I let Seti go because it's part of my name, but only people that I really know call me that. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, like work and all that stuff, they call me Cedric. Don't call me nothing else. I don't do nicknames for real.
Mm-hmm. I might but I don't think I've ever heard anybody call like a Cedric Seti unless it's like a significant other.
I mean, how you feel about Sed? Because I feel like
women be out of pocket, especially the ones you work with, because we ain't Cedric. That fucking close.
No, I feel like don't he call you Sed sometimes?
Yes,
I always call him Sed.
My friends call me okay. Sed, but like when it comes to official nicknames, like I give myself a little pet names because I like to joke. But for real, on the real, my name is Cedric, and that's what people address me as. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really like calling. Like, I call Demetrius
name.
Nicknames. I call him Meech, and I call him Frio. But mm-hmm. for the most part, I call people by their names.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I meet a girl. She'll be like, oh, my name is such and such. She'll give me a nickname. I'll be like, well, so what's your real name? Mm-hmm. Any woman I've ever dated, I don't call them by their nickname.
Mm-hmm.
I always call them by their government name.
Put some respect on my name.
My name so, is my name.
And that's the thing. Like, it's so many. I mean, like, what is it? What's the names that people don't be wanting to be called? Like, Reginald.
That's a different story.
Yeah,
man.
But I'm just saying, it's always
Lawrence.
Bob.
Lurry, man. Just call me Lurry.
Philip.
Oh, yeah, I take it to Nigeria, even with Tunde. Only time I hear Baba Tunde is from my parents or Tunde next door parents.
What does that mean?
I've never
that's
seen.
That's his full name.
Know. Oh, Baba?
Yeah.
I've never.
You said, what does that mean?
I've never heard anybody.
I mean, it has meanings to
it. I mean, true. But like a lot, like with, like, I think women. It'll be like they'll have like Fola in front of their names,
mm-hmm.
and or like guys, a lot of times like they drop like the Olu part of their name,
the Oluwa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
just call me Toby.
You stupid. But yeah, so I mean.
You get to that host, mom be like, Oluwa Toby. Like, Oluwa.
What the fuck is that?
Oluwa
Toby. That's your cousin or something?
Lavinio.
That's the one right there. Lavinio.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's what I think we should get to, though.
What?
Just everybody just being called their name.
Exactly.
It took me a while for me to get used to my
the full name?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or just not the full middle mm-hmm. name. I'm just talking about the full, like, Abisade. Like, and from elementary up until transferring to Maryland, it was just different variations. Because I was afraid that, like, I was already getting clowned.
Yeah, motherfucker,
name.
I called you Abisade for so long.
I know.
That I never knew where the beast came from. When people just was calling you beast. I was like.
You know what's funny? Also, so I don't know how, like, the school, like, at Parkdale started calling me beast.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they thought, like, they heard y'all. Yeah, they was like, oh, beast? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he's a big. I guess that's why he's they call him beast. And I'm like. Well,
literally not beast
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah. So, why my brother was like, because
which one?
Glenn. Glenn uh-huh. was like, he said he was asking me about you for like probably pictures or something. I was like, I spelled out your name B-I-S. He was like, oh, I always thought it was beast.
yeah.
Like, no, his name is Abisade.
Like, oh. Well, Martin called him Ob.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to Coach Martin. Rest in peace. He was so cool. But yeah, like, yeah, I used to be, I mean, I don't mind, like, I'm used to, like, whoever been calling me Abasade or Abasadi, that's how it started. Like, yeah, I know, it makes me cringe, like, Abasadi, it's like, ah, because I thought that was my.
Like he just stepped on a Lego or something.
Damn, look, he just drinks with Sprite.
He's drinking mouthwash. The Starry. He drinks with Sprite. He's drinking the Starry.
The Starry.
Starry like that.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got that sense.
But nah, like, I swear, ask any African or international, mostly African student who had an African name. Not everybody can have a name like Cedric, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, like, that's lit. But chances are, is it? Well, it's lit in the sense that you ain't had to. You ain't had to make it.
Common?
Yeah.
It's not common. I haven't even met 10 Cedrics in my life.
Well, I think it's lit.
German's name, Cedric.
I think it's lit.
Common? So, no, I'm playing.
I think it's lit in the sense that, you know, every teacher will read your name, your first name, be like, oh, yeah, Cedric. Now your last name.
You know
is
how many times I've been called Cedric?
Are you serious?
You know how many times they spell my name with an S?
Are you serious?
Black and white people.
Oh my god!
These dumbass teachers. It's literally on the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, teachers. I'm about to say, but like right? Some of them too. Like they're just like, especially when they go, when like, I guess a white person in like a black neighborhood. They feel like the names are pronounced differently than what they actually pronounce.
Are you
like,
serious?
Yeah, that shit happens all the time. Like, I used to think that my name was difficult as fuck because teachers would, like, look at my name and be like, dim. But, like,
Demetrius.
Like, what an accent.
I done heard, like, Demetrius. Like, what the fuck you talk about, bruh? Like, you know, it's not that difficult.
It's so interesting hearing this because it's like, I look at your day like, oh, that's Demetrius, of course.
Exactly.
And it makes me now wonder how many people's names get mispronounced or have been mispronounced in school growing up. Because
Kyla.
What?
Kayla, come on, man.
Man, like even people who are named Jasmine, they be like, oh, yeah, Jasmine. And it's
Jasmine.
Like, nah.
Jasmine.
Yeah, but I'm trying to tell you, but like, I really do feel like that's like a ignorance amongst the teachers. Because usually, I mean, sometimes, I've never experienced it with like a black teacher. But,
I mean, like, not even just with teachers, but just people in general. Like, I just be astonished. Like, I'm like, what? How did they mess that up? That's like messing up the word John. And I'm sure that probably gets messed up too.
Yawn.
Gotta pronounce the H.
Sean.
But yeah, so like, ask any African student that has an African name. Chances are they either shortened it or they had a different name or whatever. Like, especially, and there's different tiers to it, you know. People named Sade, they got lucky because the singer. Like, oh, yeah, everybody knows Sade.
Not everybody be saying Sade.
Wow. Or, like, everybody that's named Wale now, like, before it was just Whale. Until Wale got famous and it's like, oh, your name's Wale? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're cool now. Cause, and then people, like, try to make it cool. Like, instead of saying Wale, they be like, yeah, my name is Wale. And it's like, I mean, yeah, but your name is Oluwale.
Oluwale, yeah. But I don't know. And I guess the other thing, too, is back then, if you had any accent marks on your name, it was not on the paper.
Mm. Yeah, they took that out.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, like what they were typing up the sheets with,
probably didn't even have like that ability, or mm-hmm. they just weren't doing it. So mm-hmm. it's like, that's another thing where it's like an accent mark makes a huge difference.
But even still, some people just don't know the accent marks. They just know mm-hmm. like, it took me a while to understand, and I still don't know all of them. There's different variations. Well, you got the little apostrophe on the E. Sometimes I like adding that to my name because it just looks cool. Be friend. I be Sadi.
Right. It looks cool. Like, you gotta do the eh. Yeah, I be Sadi.
But sometimes you got people that got like dots on top of like. On top of the O, or like underlines underneath the letter, like the mm-hmm. U, and I'm like, I don't know what that be. Like, I don't know how to like say that.
Bro, or something. Yeah, it just. I mean, it's usually from a different language, mm-hmm. but
like the U is.
Some
not,
of them are kind of known.
It's not it's oo or something like that. Mm-hmm.
But you know, when I got to Maryland, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna start telling people how to pronounce my name, because even I wasn't really all that comfortable with it. Man, I remember that shit like it was yesterday. I went to the gym at Maryland. And they was like, yeah, how you pronounce your name? I was like, Abisade. They was like, damn, that joint sound amazing. Like, where that joint
was? This person white?
They was white. But, like,
they've been dealing with Christopher's and Jacob's.
And Crystal Brad's. And Karen.
Single syllables, Brad's. Jeff.
But... ever since that day, I was like, dang. It's kind of similar to when I asked Nardo one day. I was like, yo, so this is a different tangent, but it Jesus. Make it make sense. I'm like, yo, what's it like being bald? Like, and he was like, yo, I actually fuck with being bald. Because, like, sometimes, like, you know, why you give me that face? Like,
I'm listening.
Go ahead, B. Go ahead.
Because he was like, nah, because... I was like, yo, do you like being bald? And he was like, yeah, man. Like, or I was just curious because sometimes people, they feel a certain way, like when they mm-hmm. when they losing their hair and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But he was like, he was coming here. He was like, yeah, man. When people start fucking with me because I was bald, I was like, oh, yeah, I ain't never going back. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's the story he told me. Like,
it's like. When I started growing my hair, until that first time somebody said, oh, you got nice hair. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to stick with it because somebody says it's nice. Because every time you do something, though you want to do it, you always want that kind of affirmation from somebody.
For sure.
So it's like, you know, mm-hmm. I cut my hair. If somebody says it looks nice, then I'll fuck with it. And it's not because you don't lack confidence. It just makes you feel better about mm-hmm. shit because... change is hard, especially mm-hmm. when you go bald. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like there's no hair there. It's like a drastic change from mm-hmm. whatever they've been used to.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of hair, now that you're here, cause we had a conversation of like many podcasts ago, episodes ago. Kayla's gonna do my hair.
And you're this is the shit I'm talking about.
What the hell is he talking about?
This is the shit I'm talking about. Every time I get a hairstyle, somebody gotta fucking follow my shit.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yo, he was here like many episodes
Yo,
ago.
Yo, you look offended.
This was probably like a year and a half ago.
I can't remember. And I'm trying to figure out when you got your Carl Thomas on. I can't remember. Carl
Thomas. Can I say, man, I'm so emotional.
He was pissed.
He put on his Carl Thomas.
The cashmere joint.
I mean, but he going to have the on. He just going to have it on
that
the
shit
top.
Gonna look like.
Don't be deterred, B.
I'm
go ahead.
I'm still
be great. Be great.
Shit,
be great.
I'm sick of
be
this great. Shit.
Or you could just grow it up, be emo.
I was waiting for you to get here so I could say that shit. Because we got a whole conversation about hair.
Every time I do something, I used to have that. Not as bad as looking as that, but I used to have that.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Cedric, like, some of your stuff I be jocking. Pause. Like, there was this one time,
was
right?
A hard pause.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
There was this one. I wouldn't say jocking. I'd just be inspired.
Inspired.
That's a good one.
See?
What do you say? I don't
know. I'm just going to borrow.
Good art. Oh, borrow great artist. Yeah.
Dude. There was this one time in high school. I think you was in like 10th grade. You had this jacket from H&M, this little military style jacket. That shit was
definitely was
that PG.
That was PG.
Oh, yeah. Man, that shit was fire, bro. Like, I remember one time you let me wear that shit, and I was like, yeah,
I gotta get me one of these. I gotta get me one of these.
Bruh, it was either the jacket or like the shoes, bro. Remember when you had them 12s and I wore them joints or the Griffies? Like,
yeah, I left on the fucking Metro bus.
Dang. Chaos on your face.
How did you leave your shoes on the bus?
Tired from work. I went from 4 a.m. to like 9.
Yeah, that's him wanting to work the early shift.
Man, I thought I was this shit. Yeah. I know you was sick. Like, that was the first time I ever wore shoes like that. Yeah. I was like, I looked down. I'm like, damn, these joints is lit. The blue foams.
One of these episodes, we got to get into how Beast is like getting treated a certain way and he doesn't return the favors.
What you mean?
He just gave you his phone.
Phone posits.
Either way, didn't you give him a phone also?
I probably did.
Yeah. Dang, man. You gotta remember everything.
Of course.
You know what?
I still remember how you fucked us over on his birthday at Fridays.
Fridays. Wait.
You don't want to talk about it.
No.
I know you remember this shit, Beast.
You remember everything.
No, I remember that shit too.
Caleb, you have to hear this story.
Oh, go ahead, Caleb. All right, so.
Wait, what year is this?
This is like 2011, right?
God damn.
Yeah. No. It had to be 08. I still had air.
I remember the shirt I was wearing.
It was 08. We went to...
see the picture every time.
Oh, that's true. Every time Facebook or Roma Riders. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, it's his birthday. Mm-hmm. Cedric's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all, as a crew, we decided to go to Fridays for a little dinner, whatever. You know, oh, it's Fridays. We slid. We got money. We're going to Fridays, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
man, Fridays was the shit back then.
But you wasn't the only one that did the shit.
Wait, who was?
So, we go to Fridays. We all order our food, blah, blah, blah. This motherfucker here, he orders the food knowing damn well he don't have the money to pay for said food.
Yo.
So, who pays for the food?
Damn.
The birthday boy pays for his food.
No,
go ahead.
I have to go into depth. So everybody owes their food. This, that, and third. I have my play sister there, and she's good with money. Mm-hmm. So when we all put the money together, she counting all the money so we can pay. And she's like, "We're short." He doesn't say anything. He orders a more expensive soda or juice or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then his meal was like $15 or something. So it's like $20. Mm. He says, "I only have $10. He's trying to slide it in, right? And I heard it. I was like, "What?" He's like, "I only have $10. I said, "This, what the fuck?"
Yo, I didn't want to admit that I was broke, bro. Like, yo.
We know.
Y'all was going to cloud me, bro. Kayla, like, it was
since we've
terrible.
All been friends, if Meech don't got it, I take care of him. If I don't got it, he take care of me. If Gail don't got it, I take care of Gail. And we don't ever talk about it. Mm-hmm. And we walk in knowing that, okay, I just want to have to spend a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
He wait till the end to say something. And me being me, I was like, don't worry about it. I take care of it. So I put in the extra. Mm-hmm. And then Meech couldn't stop laughing. So then he caught an attitude. No. And then I think his drink wasn't refillable.
No, it wasn't. It was one of them refresher joints.
Yeah.
It was one of the little crush ice, little mixer joints.
Yeah, yeah.
The little slushy drinks.
Yeah.
And he got two of them.
What?
Hey, no, that shit was, low key was funny. Because, I mean, at the
it's
end of
high
day,
key funny.
Because at the end of the day, it didn't really matter.
Right.
We was going to take care of him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It just, why the fuck would you wait till the last minute?
The Prince of Power.
And then we went home. Like, I think he was blown because he was getting clowned. Because Piggy was clowning. Meech just wouldn't stop laughing. My play sister was pissed off. Because that's just how she is. She don't fucking play about that shit. So she was mad as shit.
Wait, who?
Shauna. Oh, yeah. She was real mad about that. She's like, you need to pick better friends. I was like, damn. You just didn't have it. It's okay. God damn.
Nah, but who, you said it was somebody else. Who else? I know it ain't me.
Rapper.
Oh, right. Well, he was short too?
He paid.
Oh, I don't know.
The only person who was short was him.
Oh, okay. I thought it was rapper too.
Yeah, I thought it was just.
Yeah. Good. That shit was hilarious.
No.
But it was crazy. Just like I said, like, the thing was,
I had to be
like,
there.
We were all in the I car. We drove, there. Like, we all rolled together. It's like, you had so many opportunities before everybody was there and we was at the table to be like, yeah, dying. Like, I'm going to need some help tonight or anything. And then it's like, you just tried to, like, hey,
slide this shit
sneak
in.
It, though.
Slid that to
I got it.
Yo. But
it's like you let the whole shit draw out when everybody be like, oh, well, I had this, this, and this. Then it's like, yeah, I had this, this,
it's
and this.
It's not adding up.
Then I had this, this, and this. Right. And then it's like, that motherfucker was eating, like, what the hell did you have?
You know what it is, like, so said, even though you're like, yeah, we was all broke, there were levels to that shit. You were working. Like, even if you were broke, right? You wasn't, like, broke the way I was broke. And, like, people... Hold on. And it's like, not only that, but not saying everybody was doing it, but there was an assumption that people would just act like they're not broke. And so, as a result, it's like, oh, shit. Whoa, damn. I'm fucking broke for real. And... I didn't know how to just come out and say, mm-hmm. yo, I don't got no money.
Allow
can y'all
me
help
to
me?
Retort.
Oh, shit.
Were you at the time paying your phone bill?
Nah, it was my dad.
I was paying my phone bill making $120 a week. Mm. I just budgeted to know that I might need to give a little extra. So it is levels to broke. But we was broke at the same level.
Damn, because
if I'm paying for my phone bill and I'm only working, so that's $60, it'd be like I work 3 days, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? So I'm working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I took off that day because it's my birthday. I just make it work. It's okay. We good, bro. We good. Mm. I'm not mad about it. We ain't mad about it. Shit just was funny.
And then I guess the other thing, like, when we're saying, like, it's different levels of broke, it was just, like, to spring that on somebody, like, that was an extra finance that, you know, it's like, because you go into it, just like, all right, I'm going to order this and this because I know that this is going to, like, after tax and then the tip, like, I'm only going to have to put in, like $20, $25, $30, something like that. But then it becomes, like, but what the fuck? Like, I don't really have no extra money to add in at this point. So now it's like everybody's like, what the fuck? It is like if you would have just said something like, all right, well, you know, I'll just get fucking chicken strips and fries. You get chicken strips and fries. Or chicken we find strips. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? But instead of it being like, yeah, I'm going to get the motherfucking sizzling chicken and strip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, you're then. Right. Dang, you remember the actual meal? Like,
I'm going to tell you the time I was mad at you.
What?
So we were going to Six Flags. It was at PG Plaza. We decided to go to Six Flags. You tagged along knowing you had money, and I paid for you to get in. It was me, you, Chris, Big Body Brittany, Gail.
Because she was Big Body Brittany.
Yeah.
What's your famous line, huh?
She a cupcake away from being fat. She was. And he kept saying she wasn't. But yeah, so we go to Six Flags. I had just got paid. My check was probably $500. Mm-hmm. I paid for me and Beast to get in on a day pass. And then after Beast, it's not a personal thing.
No.
It just reminded me of it. Jogged my memory. I was really pissed off. So I paid for me and Beast to get in. We go to Six Flags. I don't think we did anything. So it was pretty much a waste of money regardless. Because I don't think anybody did anything. We just like walked around.
I think the rides were closed.
Might have been. I think so. Why? Then we go to the buffet. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And I'm thinking somebody else is going to pay. Mm-hmm. Chris is like, I'm paying for Brittany. You like, I'm paying for me.
I'm paying for me.
So I'm like, all right. So then I paid for Beast to eat too.
I took you on a date.
But I wasn't mad at Beast at the buffet. I was more mad at everybody else. I'm like, that's fucked up. That I'm paying for this nigga to eat, and I just paid for the nigga to get into Six Flags. That was the last time I ever been to Six Flags.
Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah.
Yes.
You
saying it now. 18
years old. You just paid his date.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm really his father. Yeah. This is my son.
This is his son.
I'm like, he needed to congratulate me at graduation.
Man, look, I remember that shit. Like, the buffet part was uncomfortable. I was like, fuck. Like, when you paid for a ticket, I was happy as shit. Because I don't think. I can't remember the last time I actually been to Six Flags. Like, I've probably been there like one time prior to that. But the buffet, I was like, fuck. That was actually pretty fucked up what Chris did. Like, it was like, wow. Like, you. It was like one of those, I'm going to say this, but I'm going to look down. I'm be like, oh, I'm praying for Brittany. And it was just like, shit.
That's his famous thing to do, though. Like, yeah. He does that shit all the time.
Yeah, he does. I noticed that.
I done some fucked up shit. I did. I remember one fucked up thing I did. We was in line for love, and I ain't had no money. And I asked Rich to pay for me, and I felt fucked up about it.
How you feel fucked up about that?
Because I told him last minute.
That's the last minute.
And I never did that again. But I felt fucked. It was Howard homecoming.
But Rich got, oh, he always had money.
Yeah, but it still was fucked up because Chris used to do that shit all the time, and it was fucked up. But
that's a different person.
Facts. But the Chris shit was like, I was like, this bitch ass nigga, because he always do that shit. He used to always do that shit. He'll act like, well, I can't do nothing. Just like, we'll go to IHOP, somebody paying for him to eat, and he want to take all the fucking old fashioned. Sir, I bet you ain't paid for nothing. No, because I'm gonna tell you what I remember. I was dating that hoe. We went to Free Pancakes, right? And we got in there, and you and him snatched that shit, and that shit was out. And I was mad as shit, and I walked away. And I was on the phone with her. She was like, "You gonna let these niggas take away your appetite?" I was like, "Man, fuck these niggas." So, you know, but it broadened my horizons when it came to syrup. Because I had no choice.
Yeah, to go to Blueberry.
Butter pecan is the best syrup at IHOP.
Blueberry is definitely the best.
I don't know. Butter pecan
is the best.
Yeah. I actually never had butter pecan.
Is the best one. Yeah, butter pecan is the one. Because I used to always go for the old fashioned.
I used to go for strawberry one, I think.
I used to go strawberry too. But butter pecan.
When I had butter pecan, no.
Changes lives.
I don't know, man. Blueberry is really the go.
Blueberry trash. I never.
Like,
even
I literally bought some blueberry waffles today.
Who?
Oh, really?
Like, I bought some blueberry waffles today.
What kind of syrup did you use? Because that's what we're talking about.
I know. Like,
you stay changing topics.
Bought, like, some low calorie shit. Like,
IHOP closed, man.
Dang, IHOP runs.
Right. Remember those?
Dang, them joints was tight. Runs.
We used to do that like Fridays.
Oh, really?
Like Friday or Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you try and hit up the IHOP. It was like 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Be in this joint drinking and be like,
in the white Corolla.
The white Corolla. We used to go there every weekend. We'd be like, hey, let's try it up IHOP.
It was Arundel Mills than IHOP.
Yeah. That was the move.
It was anywhere than IHOP.
Yeah. IHOP was last stop.
We used to leave love and then go to IHOP.
Yeah.
Remember when they first built the. What were you about to say?
No, I'm just saying, wow.
The College Park one was the one, though.
Yeah.
Well, the new one, it ain't have no, like, if it was a weird location.
Talk about New Carrollton?
Yeah, New Carrollton is a weird location. But the College Park one, that was where it was at. Because everybody went there.
Yeah.
I remember one time, I think, I remember one time I went to, I got IHOP there at College Park. I think, I don't know who I was with, but it was like this random, this random lady, she was like, y'all play for the Maryland team? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, oh, man, this random
lady. I actually did that also. Like, when we went to, we all went to this festival, like this music festival. Mm. I don't know. I don't think it was Broccoli City. It was something.
No, it wasn't.
And then we went to go get like some drinks and some food. And it was like this white dude. He was like, yo, man, you tall as a mug. You play for the team. And I was like, yeah, but he sounded crazy. Like, he was like, yo, I know people. I'm about to tell them, like, yo, that I met a basketball player. Can we take a picture? And I was like, yeah. No. Like, you remember, I don't know if y'all remember that. I don't know I who I was remember. With.
No,
I
think you I remember, did
but...
not.
And
you
I
did.
Left. Yeah, dog. But I had to leave because he looked like the type where it's like once he found out, he was going to fuck me up. Get the fuck. Because he was like, yo, man, I know this is when Vasquez was playing.
Oh, Grievous Vasquez.
Yeah, man. So he's like, yeah, man, I'm about to hit them up and be like, yo, man, I met one of your teammates. Man, I was capping like shit.
Like, who the fuck is he?
Fuck
what
is that?
He?
B said, dick. Like, Merlin Easter Shore, baby.
Merlin Easter Shore, too.
Damn.
He probably mad as hell to this day, probably.
His friends probably clowned him for that shit.
Mm. Yeah. Probably was like, we told you were racist. Not all tall black people play on a team. Like, fuck. I'm going to kill him.
Oh, my God, man.
He's still looking for you.
He's still looking for you.
You know, I think that's also, I think that's like a myth. Like, when I got to Maryland, people be like, yo, man, yo, because you tall, people are just going to assume you play on the team. Fuck no, they don't. Like, not everybody. Like, some people may ask, but I think it was like,
if you go into class, they know you don't play on the team.
Right.
But you know what? I think it's because I didn't look the part. I think there are different levels to being tall. Like, really tall. I tell you this, for example. Back in high school, every time I was with Stephon always, I'd always base like, okay, do I look like an athlete versus not looking like an athlete? Every time I was with Stephon, we'll go out and people be like, dang, I know you play. Look at Stephon, be like, I know you play ball. Damn.
You in a chess club, a grammar club, or some shit like that. Huh?
It was the way they said this shit. Cause it's like with people who actually play ball, they just walk a certain way. Like, you just know, like, even when they walk in the gym, like, damn, he got bounced. He about to. But me, it was like, dang, you really tall. You play basketball? Like, it was like the way they asked.
Like, they would answer the question like, oh, yeah, he's
like,
tall.
Am I
he's
sure
nice.
If I'm supposed to ask you this? You know.
Yeah. Man. So, but then I got to a point where I was working out. That was something I always thought about. I was like, yo, I'm going to lean down enough. When I start getting them questions, that's how I know I lean down. So then I walk in places, people be like, they'd be like, yo,
fam,
I know you play ball. And I'd be like, yeah.
You walk heavy. There's no way they can tell you. Because I had this conversation with my brother a few weeks ago. I was like, I can hear you from downstairs walking in the house. I was like, you can't hear me. He was like, yeah, you're right. I said, because I know how to move and you don't.
But they can't hear me when I'm walking out in public in the street.
But you walk heavy. That would mean you, it's the way you walk. It's like the posture. You walk, do you walk flat footed? Do you walk on your toes? Like, that's how you can tell the athlete.
Well, most people ain't athletes though. So like.
Yeah, we know.
True.
We can see it. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm checking him.
Yo, man.
All right. We closing it out.
Oh, I want to say one thing. Speaking of Stephon, right? Yo, because I was thinking about on Facebook, right? And this is actually giving props, man. It's just like a like memory lane type of thing. So last night on Facebook, I was talking about like top tier nostalgic moments from Parkdale, like three of them. One of them was that year, that first home game where he caught that putback dunk on the dude for Bowie. The crowd went crazy. Yo, Gil, I remember your reaction like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I was screaming like, on the top of my lungs. I'm like, oh, fuck!
Like, that shit was sick. Like, it was the cameras flashing. Like, dog, he was in a newspaper. Man, and it just
really?
Made me, yeah, it was like this newspaper of him hanging on the rim and the guy, like, it was a true poster. And it was just crazy. Like, it made me think about, like, all them times, like we go to cathedral and Stephon pull up and it's like, yo, this motherfucker got bounced for real. Like, he used to dunk on everybody. Y'all know that shit?
And he break all the shots.
Yo. The same dude gave him a concussion the second game. The dude he dunked on.
Oh, yeah?
Because he like undercut him and he hit his head on the backboard.
Oh, damn.
But he dunked on him twice that game, though. Like,
I mean, I would have gave his ass a concussion, too. You ain't going to keep fucking rubbing your nuts on me. You going down. You know, you going down, bitch.
Dude really should have been mad at the guy. That his teammate for not boxing him out. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's just giving him back his Jeff Green game.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Nah.
Yeah. We got to cut it out. We out.
Minority Minds Podcast.